I'm speaking today with Dr. Reagan Flowers, who is running for Harris County Department of Education, Position 6, Precinct 1. Reagan, let me ask you, first question I'd like to ask, why are you running for this office?
I'm running for this office to continue to make a difference in our community. I am an advocate for quality education, innovative education for our children, and I see this as an opportunity to not just focus on one particular district, but all the districts in the county to make sure that things are more relevant and innovative and current to what the needs are that our schools are facing and our children are in need of.
Let's talk a little bit about what the HCDE does. I think people are generally familiar with their independent school board district. What exactly does the Harris County Department of Education do?
There are a myriad of things that the county does. There are lots of services, from certification programs for principals. There's after-school programming that a lot of people probably hear more often than not the case, after-school program. There are academic programs, academic decathlon-type services that are there. There's a cooperative for businesses that do business with the county. As vendors, that's a big deal. Their Head Start program, all of that is there under Harris County Department of Education. So there's a long list of support services that they provide to the 26 districts that fall underneath the county.
Okay. And, I mean, you have a background in that education. Talk to me a little bit about what that is and what you do.
Sure. I am a former teacher, taught science, Jack Yates High School, and there I was also a guidance counselor. I worked 10 years in HISD, so after leaving Jack Yates, I went to Westbrier Middle School, where I was a dean of students, and then my final 10th year, I was at Phyllis Wheatley High School, school improvement facilitator there. During the time of teaching and working in an administrative capacity in HISD, I founded a charity called C-STEM. It's Communication, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. And this concept was an outgrowth of my personal experiences as a teacher at Jack Yates, seeing that these underserved kids were not getting these STEM experiences. Used it for my dissertation research that I completed at the Union Institute and University. And we piloted in HISD around 2002 with 30 kids, and we have since impacted over 50,000 children, and it has grown from a local program that was just unique to Houston to servicing children in four states in Latin America.
Okay. And in the time that you worked at HISD in those various roles, did you have any experience with HCDE? Did you use any of their programs or otherwise, or recommend anything like that while you were at HISD?
Actually, no. For after-school services, we use the mayor's after-school program, but not HCDE. I was aware of the CASE after-school program, have written proposals, but was never funded any to support any of the after-school programming that we were trying to champion within our schools that we support.
One of the impressions I get from talking to people is that a lot of folks don't really know much about HCDE. How do you envision improving HCDE's outreach and communications to the people who might benefit from what they do?
You know, I envision taking the same approach I do in my daily practice with C-STEM. It's connecting with the community that you serve and finding those collaborative ways to connect with existing programs and partnerships to share and get the message out. You can't do it by yourself, but when you can work more collectively and collaboratively with others who are in the community doing things, which is one of the reasons why I chose to have our interview here at this cafe. This is the Eco Market Cafe. But this cafe is associated with an urban education garden that's in the community that's doing great work, not just with the schools here in our local community, but also in the medical center with children who are ill and who cannot get out into these urban settings because of the nature of their illness. But how do we connect these type of activities that are going on in the community with programs that HCD can champion and connect with to share the message and to really provide services that are specific to communities that they really need and that can help these programs really grow and cast a larger net to have a greater impact?
And, you know, what would your priorities be and where do you see room for improvement within HCDE?
Innovative programming, definitely communication. What do you do? How do we do it? How do we make a difference? Checking the pulse of our schools. Are all the services and programs that we're providing truly what the communities are in need of? You know, we talk about redesigning schools and redesigning how we teach and how we are evaluating teachers and student performance. We have to do the same when we look at services and programs and remaining relevant and how do we reinvent ourselves in spaces. Not everything needs improvement because it's working fine, but there is room to grow. And my idea would be to go in and make that assessment evaluation of those areas and take my practices and experiences of running an innovative program and creating a concept and putting it into action, taking that same philosophy and applying it to the seat.
Now, HCDE does levy a small property tax.
Yes.
Do you believe that it is taxing at an appropriate level? Or do you think it needs to do more to cut back? What's your opinion of the property tax that HCDE levies?
I can't see suggesting or recommending an increase in the property tax. It's a very small percentage in terms of the funding that's generated to operate HCDE. I would look at basically how do we be more innovative in terms of how we partner and how do we use resources and how do we be good stewards of those resources. You know, where are we wasteful or where are we not? And how do we just be a good steward or a better steward of the dollars? I don't necessarily think that it's anything up for consideration in terms of a tax increase.
Well, there was actually a discussion a couple of months ago at a board meeting about a minor increase to maintain the current level of service. I mean, things cost more, but that was voted down. Would you have voted for that increase that was debated in, I believe, at the October meeting?
I would definitely have to get more information about the details of what was presented to really give you the best answer. I am a firm believer of looking at things differently, and I can use our program, for example. You know, we're all dealing with a lot of budget shortfalls right now, and as a program that's servicing schools, and CSTEM currently services 33 schools this academic year, we've had to be more creative in terms of how we are delivering our services. We are using technology more to still be as effective and reach our constituents, our clients, our students, our teachers, and provide them with the services and the support they need in STEM education. But we've had to do it with less money and be mindful of what we have and connecting with those who can provide services for us that we don't necessarily have to burden those costs. And so that's just revisiting a lot of ways of partnering and collaborating with others who are like-minded in making these schools better places for our children.
HCDE manages a lot of federal money as well, federal grant money that comes in. Do you see any what opportunities do you see there?
Well, I would definitely say continue to write proposals to secure federal funding when funding is available. I also, with working with CSTEM, we're always writing grants, and we've not received any federal dollars, but we're always gauging and watching those dollars and when they're available. But there has also been lots of different freezes at different levels with federal budgets, and so. Those opportunities may still be available, or they might be cut, but I definitely see no reason why not to continue.
Okay. And when we eventually get to vote in this primary,
yes.
Why should people vote for you to be the trustee in position 6 and not one of your opponents?
I am a professional educator. I have dedicated my life to education, preparing children for a future that's bigger and brighter than anything that they could ever imagine. I've dedicated my life to providing teachers with the support and the services they need to do a good job in our classrooms. I put into action things that make a difference at the grassroots level, not out here talking about it, but actually getting out here and getting dirty and doing the work that's necessary to cause change for kids and for all kids, for all schools. And so that's what makes me the candidate that's best suited for this position.
Okay, Reagan Flowers, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you.